Davis Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vov. Tzvi shenichnes l'bayis v'noch el noal echad b'fonov is chayiv. We're holding in the middle of the halachs of tzeda. So a tzvi went into the house, and then somebody closed the door. Like we said, the shear of a tzvi is l'bayis. That was the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before just had a machloek. Is it only l'bayis or is it also l'chotz l'bivrim? But here the stomach is in a house for sure that there's tzeda. It closes the door. That's not the point of the Mishnah to repeat itself. The halach is chayv. The point of the Mishnah over here is for the next case. Noalu shnayim is pturin. If two people close the door, or let's say two people simultaneously block the door and don't allow the animal out, so then they're not doing a maisim halacha. That's shnayim shasu. We've had that before. That's mamish shnayim shasu. Lo yochel echad linoil v'noalu shnayim. If the doorway is big enough that the deer still could have ran out, you need two of them to block up the doorway. So then Chayovin, we had this Mishnah before in the 10th Perek, is Shnayim Shaso B'mokim Shekol Echad Eni Yochel Loitzia. We had this by something that was very heavy. And two people carry it out, are both Chayiv or are neither Chayiv? The Tanakama holds that Asoi means both of them could be Chayiv. Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon holds only one person can be chayiv on a melacha. This is one melacha. There are two people. There's no mechayiv. We'll add, by the way, that the chiddush in the ratio, if there is a chiddush in the ratio, the noal loy b'fonov, the Mishnah Lechoy is just introducing the machloikas in the second half of the Mishnah. But there is a chiddush. The maisa ni'ilo l'cha'oira is getting the animal into the house. The fact that you need to close the door, block the door, that's not the etzem tzeda. The tzeda is l'cha'oira putting the animal in the house. So what happens if somebody grabs, I don't want to say, because if you grab something, you're holding on to it. But what happens, let's say you scare the animal into the house. If the doorway is still accessible, then you haven't done the malacha. The malacha is done by the one who finishes it off by blocking the door. Even though he didn't do l'chayra ma'is v'yadayim, creating the trap, creating the cage, the enclosed area, itself is also the tzeidah and other abbots, the gemara, the tzeidah, and that's who's chayv. If anything, that's the chiddush over here in this Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Here we have a continuation of what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Yoshev o'echad ala pesach v'loy milohu. What happens? The deer is now inside the house. Somebody chased it in. The doorway is open. One person sits down the doorway. There's still room for the deer legitimately to escape. Now comes along a second person. Yoshev ha'sheni. Second person comes along and he sat down milohu. And he blocks the doorway. Ha'sheni chayev. He's the only one doing the maisa. If two of them do the maisa at the same time, that's shnayim shaso b'mokum she'yef sh'ayde echad mehem. We had a machloek stanoim. Masha'en kein, if the one person's already sitting, the second one coming, he's actively doing the gemar of the tzeda. That's his ma'isa malocha. He's chay. Yoshev arishon ala pesach umilohu. The first one did fill it. Uba Hashem yoshev b'tzidoi. The first one blocks the doorway enough that effectively the deer can't go out. The deer's a big animal. Deer can't escape. Second one coming is really extraneous. Yes, it's more full, but really, even without him, the deer was stuck in the house. He's Yosha Bitzidi. Alpha Bishomer Rishon V'Holachloi. Now what happened? Vashteitzach, that the second one can't be chayv. He didn't add anything. The animal was already trapped. Yeah, but then the first one got up. V'Holachloi. So then Harishon Chayiv V'Hasheni Potter. The second one doesn't become chayv. At the point that he sat down, he was doing nothing. Now he's sitting in a passive position. Holomade Zedoyma. L'noyel is beiser l'shomroi v'nimtze tzvi shomu b'soichoi. What that means to say is that even though the first one is sitting there, the second one is being shomer on a tzvi that's already shomer. So now he's allowed to sit down. By the way, the potter over here, the Gemara explains the word potter over here, by hasheni potter, is potter umutter. He's not doing anything. He's allowed to sit down mamash l'chatchila. Which means that even though if the tzvi was nitzod, even though now the second one is the one who's, and he's sitting there almanas to keep the tzvi inside. If it's not done with a maisa, that's l'chor the lamdus over here. The Torah doesn't have anything against an animal being trapped. We point this out in the first perek. If you do a ganza maisa before Shabbos, but the thing that happens on Shabbos. You put a pot of food on the flame before Shabbos. The food getting cooked happens on Shabbos. You set up a trap, Erev Shabbos. The animal gets trapped on Shabbos, that's not the issur. The issur is not the animal being trapped. The issur is doing the maisa malocha. So Mamela over here, the second one is taka consciously ensuring that the animal is trapped, but he's not doing a maisa tzeda. He's sitting in one place. So hagam that the etzim tzeda is being nimshach by him, but the maisa tzeda is not the case. I always wonder about, you have an animal that's trying to break loose out of a rishus. And lamaisa, the door was closed, and now somebody closed the door on it. So the first one was the one who did the maisa tzeda. Or the animal was there from before Shabbos. And there's a person standing and holding on to the door as it's, the animal's pushing from the inside. Mamish, like a person trying to push himself out. And he's holding the door closed by force. It's being pushed the whole time. Is that an active maisa that you could call that a maisa tzeda? Not. The animal's nitzod. You're right now straining at the muscles and you're having pushing. It's exhausting. But you're not doing a maisa. You're not actively creating something that wasn't here. The animal was nitzod. It's not called a maisa tzeda. It's a chiddush, but that's what should come out. A little bit of a discussion back and forth in the Tesis Yomtiv and the Tesis Kadoshim about whether this last halacha is true, that the second one's allowed to stay there even when the first one gets up and goes. That's what comes out of the halacha. In the Mogan Avram in Simin Shintezayin.